Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back.
Yeehaw!
Bottom of the barrel. Welcome back.
I'm
Chris
sweating.
Ramsey, Wes Barker, he's already sweating. He just got in, he's already sweating. Greeny is actually not sweating for once.
Freaky Friday.
Nice. Yeah, Freaky Friday. Happy Saturday, folks.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
My episode of Foolus aired last night, but we're recording this, and you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, damn, you're living in the future.
Yeah, we're in the future now.
Your hair is crazy right now.
I think it looks good.
Okay.
Right? I can't.
It's hard to tell with the plant there, but
that's true.
I can tell when I cut out the thumbnails.
Yeah? You'll hook me up in post then.
Your hair is hard to cut around.
Because of the poofiness?
Because there's like, I got to go in between hairs.
Yeah.
And like, if I don't do that, it's just like, it cuts it all off
way. Do you like everything about yourself? You got the Johnny Bravo come up. Thanks, Green.
I wrote Johnny Cartoon.
He does look like Johnny Bravo.
It's just because I got the thin waist and the big pecs.
Yeah.
Dude. Let's talk about my Foolus for a second.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. And then we'll talk about the sponsor.
You got it.
I went back on Foolus this year.
Yep.
It's out now. People can see it now. It's on my YouTube if you missed it, because no one probably watches it on CW, right? Because people don't really watch TV. I don't
think. That's a great way to shout them out.
Yep. Boom. Check it out on YouTube. It's easier. I did not win a trophy, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But go watch it anyways.
So I'm just hearing about this for the first time.
Yeah.
You told everyone you fooled them.
The first time I did, so I'm not ever lying. Like, I fooled Penn and Teller. Just because you only won trophy, you don't have to tell them about two trophies. In fact, when I
there's put so many parties, he's like, did you fool him? He's like, oh, yeah. I fooled him.
Dude, he just
doesn't mention it wasn't the time that he was there for.
Even if you watch this one on my YouTube, I probably cut in the old...
I had the trophy coming down.
Yeah,
this stock footage of trophy coming down.
Yeah, it's Jonathan Ross again.
Yeah, it's outside.
It's not the new.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was good. It was nerve-wracking because I did my torn and restored t-shirt trick.
Yeah. You did like a whole routine.
Yeah, I did like a whole routine in front of it, but like just the idea of like taking my shirt off in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, how's this going to go? And it went like you thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
So it's hard to watch and be like, nice.
Oh, right? Really?
You're like, oh, that's a bad angle.
Yeah.
So on the ground, hunched over, putting tape on my t-shirt.
And the only reason, though, that's the thing, is like, you know that that's not obviously your best trick, but that's a trick that's completely original.
Yeah.
The method is cool.
Yeah.
You came up with it, and it's for magicians.
And the visual is so sick. Yeah. I like the idea of being like, oh, West? Oh, the guy that ripped his t-shirt off?
Yeah.
Like, that's the easy thing to sum up.
It's such a clean trick.
Yeah.
It's good, but obviously you're like, yeah, you know, if they wanted more impossible illusions, sure, you could do that. But this is like your own creation, and it's a great trick, and it's so fucking you.
Well, I already fooled them once. I didn't have to fool them again.
Yeah.
You know? But like,
the way you fooled them once is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Because you had the phone book.
I think that one was like great. Yeah. I'm really proud of that one, too. I'm proud of both of them separately.
Did you do a phone book tear on that one?
Phone book tear, yeah.
You did, right? Yeah. That's what made it good. That's what I remember.
Tear, yeah. Yeah, clever little peek I got there.
Yeah.
But Teller came backstage afterwards, and he was like, when I was getting mic'd up, he's like, let me see. Like, because he knew how it worked,
yeah,
but he didn't know the exact configuration of how it worked, right?
Yeah.
He's just like, I didn't.
What'd he say?
When I showed him?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, yeah. He's like, okay. Then he rattled off some old, like, oh, this is like this thing that I read about this bag and a sack, and he referenced like 10 things. I had to follow up with him on an email. And then he had a guy go dig through it. They have a warehouse of shit. This guy found the thing Teller was talking about this like sack thing that sort of works. It's not even close to the same, but it's similar enough. And then he had this guy film it and send me the video of how this other thing worked. Like, Teller's all about trading secrets. If you give him one of yours, he gives you one of his.
Damn, you know? That's cool.
Like, the first time when I fooled them, we were sitting in the green room, and he's like, how does it work? I told him how, you know, like, explained it all really in detail. And he's like, cool, what do you want to know about anything we got? I'm like, well, how does the red ball trick work? And he grabs the pen.
A string.
And he draws it up, though, like, where, oh, yeah, how, what happens, all this. I'm like, fuck, you, oh, know? Yeah. I didn't think he was going to tell me, but he's like, he really is, like, give and takes. It was cool. So, yeah, anyways, that's how it was. That's backstage, cool, of this. I really thought it was fucking dope.
But they would have said the goldfish for sure.
Yeah, string. The goldfish?
Yeah. Goldfish, sure, are nuts.
I panicked. I don't know. I just like the red ball.
Red ball is cool and ask about, because the hookup must be insane.
Mm.
And Penn always liked that trick. It's so funny. Because, like, I talked to Penn at great length about that very trick.
You're right.
Like, paragraphs of Facebook messages back and forth, where I was like, because I was like, fiction is nice. And he's like, fuck fiction. And I'm like, I think you're conflating fiction and fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm like, fiction takes reality and bends it. Whereas fantasy is vampires exist.
Yeah.
You know, and I said something that made him really like, I'm like, Teller obviously believes fiction is real. He's got things like the goldfish and the red ball. And he goes, the red ball, the only reason that trick is fucking in the show is because it's a stupid trick about a guy. It's a stupid trick about a ball and a string. And we say there's no ball and a string. He's like, I wouldn't have liked that trick.
Unless
the only reason I wanted that trick was because of the cutting of the rope.
Yeah, because he can cut the string at the end.
Because he's not. But I'm like, yeah, but surely Teller, it's about like the ball's like a dog or something. Yeah. Like there's like some artistic fiction behind it.
Yeah.
It's not just the ball's on a string. Yeah. There's fiction involved, obviously.
Yeah.
The rose.
Yeah.
You're cutting a shadow. It's fiction involved. And he's like, if Teller heard you say that, he would spit on the ground. Literally what he
Maybe.
Said. Literally what he said.
I don't know.
I was like, I feel like he would. I feel like the fiction is a normal thing to have in magic.
Yeah.
But with that particular trick, yeah, he's like, I hated that trick until we cut the string, as Penn said.
I mean, yeah, it's amazing how, I always wonder, because like Penn does all the talking for him in this show, obviously, in Fool Us. I mean, always, but in Fool Us specifically, I'm always like,
I mean, always.
I wonder if he's, well, in some interviews, they both talk.
Interviews. Right?
That's what I mean. So
every other TV appearance.
Right. But I'm like, is he ever, I wonder after Teller's like, I really wish you wouldn't fucking, you know, that's more you than me. Like, I wonder if they have a little bit of like, why would you say it like that?
I don't know. I know that after the shows, they don't even talk.
That's true.
They just go their separate ways.
This is the one promo shot they gave me to promote the show with. Look at Brooke Burke's face. That's the host of the show. Look at her fucking face, Chris. That's like, here, promote the show. Here's your one fucking promo shot. Promote away. She looks like I just asked her out or something. So cringy. So I lead this, my don't just do the ripping the shirt right away because it's too much off the top. I did this like fake mind reading thing.
This is bad.
Yeah, and so like she's trying.
They fucked you, dude.
I think they might have fucked me.
What's going on here?
I think they might have fucked me.
Have you seen the episode yet?
Uh-uh. It went up last night, but I we're living in the future.
Dude, this episode's going to have like, boom, 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 boom,
boom,
boom.
I think so. I think so.
Oh my God,
I think so.
This is so funny.
I might ruin my career.
When are we watching this?
The 23rd. So the day before this episode airs.
Are you coming back for that? Where are you watching from? You're watching from home?
I'll be in Alberta.
Damn. Yeah.
Dude.
We'll have a little COVID viewing party.
Yeah, definitely. So the reason, so this trick right here, I'm double pissing everyone off here. So she's reading a sign off my back, right? And she's trying in this photo not to look directly at us. She's trying to do me a solid, but it looks terrible.
I understand that.
But either way, right now I'm insta-stooging her, which is not allowed on the show. So Penn realizes it's insta-stooging. So he's furious right now when he's watching this. Because he's like, what the fuck? Like, I can see him being like, you're not allowed to insta-stooge on my show, and he knows what's happening.
Whoa.
So I put that, I didn't think about this. So I can see him being like, what the hell is going on right now? And then I turn around to get the laugh. Everyone laughs. Penn doesn't laugh. He just sort of relaxes and go, oh, I'm glad. And he points it out right away. He's like, I'm really glad you brought that up because that's not allowed on our show. Like, he couldn't get out of his, I don't know. I'm like, well, I put him in the wrong mood to start a magic trick.
Yeah, you're not fooling him today, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyways, they went on to say great things about me. I hope they keep it in the edit.
Yeah.
If I like this, it'll be off my YouTube. If I don't like it, it won't be off my YouTube. But yeah. Season 10, baby.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You can fool them or you can win. Did you win?
It depends on what they keep in the edit.
All right.
Because they said some really awesome things about me. And if they have those in there and they show everyone smiling and happy, I win. I think I won.
What's the other option?
The other option is I didn't fool them and I'm a clown. I'm a clown carrying an extra 25 pounds. Bloop, 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 bloop. And just a fat fuck on TV. Not fat enough to be funny.
You didn't fool us.
Yep. Well, then, 2 hours after this photo, Eric got arrested. So, hey, it's all wins.
There's a full circle.
Yeah, full circle. I lose, Eric loses.
I we're doing the pod a couple days before it's coming out, but I can't wait to see it. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
And it takes a lot of courage to not only perform, obviously, in front of Penn and Teller on TV, but it takes a lot of courage to perform something you came up with, that you created, that you're putting out there to the world. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
That's a different thing in magic.
Well, I think...
Because normally magicians are playing it safe.
Yeah.
And you're always playing in, you know, to your strengths, but you're always playing, taking risks.
Yeah.
Taking shirt off, ripping it, hats off.
Took me 6 years to figure that trick out, so I was like, I want to put it out there.
And it's a good way to retire a trick.
Yeah. I posted also just a different version of it on Facebook and stuff, and it got, you know, a million views already and stuff. So the tricks, people liking the trick.
It's so great. It's the reveal of the tape coming off is my favorite thing about that trick. Like, obviously everything else is cool, but because you can milk that, you can take your time, and you can just be like, all right, you know, let's get on with the show and make it a non-moment, and you're dressed again, nothing happened.
Yeah.
You know, and you just go on.
I love it. And then, there's nothing to get rid of, just carry on with the show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of funny jokes in this thing.
Yeah.
It's really joke heavy because I'm not doing a lot of things. I'm just on the ground taping things.
Yeah.
So I put a lot of jokes there and I don't know which ones they're going to keep. There's some jokes about Penn having a big dick and there's like tons of jokes.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what they're going to cut around or keep.
They need to keep that in.
But for every joke they cut, they make my...
video Drake was actually Penn.
But if they ever cut a joke, they actually make the magic part happen quicker. So either they let me be funny... Or it makes it impossibly fast that I'm putting the shirt together, which is either.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Right.
They're going to have to cut. If they're going to cut something, all of a sudden it's not taking as long as it does.
Right.
I think it's win-win. We'll see. I'm excited to see it too, man. I don't know. I'm pretty hyped.
Versus uncut.
Yeah. Just uncut.
Unedited. Yeah. One angle. Wide. Far wide shot.
At least but then it stays away from my gut. You know, don't punch in. Don't punch in on the rolls.
That's funny.
I'm winning every way. There's no way to lose this. Even Morten Christensen, he didn't win, but he won.
You're gonna know. Absolutely,
his episode was great.
Absolutely,
they said awesome things.
He's that reminded me of I'm blanking on his name.
Emilio Estevez.
Yes, thank you. Reminded me of Emilio Estevez in Mighty Ducks. When he
drove out on the ice.
Drove on the ice in a limo.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't drive. The limo drove. Limo driver.
Yes.
And the kids were all like, hey. And he's like, I'm your new coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they all got into the... And he was on a call.
And he reached into his pocket really slow, and they thought maybe it was a gun.
Yeah. They're like, whoa. He
starts reading up the kids' names.
Yeah. And it's all the kids.
Charlie Duck.
And every one of them.
Larry Duck or whatever they're called.
Is from the Goonies.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Rob Zabrecki. It reminded me of like Rob Zabrecki because Rob Zabrecki had also on Fool Us drew on his own face.
Oh, yeah.
And so it had that same.
As Morton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Morton. The comedic sort of feel and presence. But Morton's so smart. The I mean, the thing that fooled me was obviously the his name when he signed it.
Yeah.
That fooled me hard.
That's great.
I don't know when that happened.
Me neither.
I have a guess at how it happened. Yeah. I just don't know when, and I'm not certain on how.
Yeah, and I don't even think they kind of just ignored that in their guessing also.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, this guy's just, the paper has a thing. Yeah, and yeah. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, the nosebleed is a capsule or something. Okay. Yeah. But then that, I think that was the trick.
I think so, too.
But they said a few things. They were like, oh.
Yeah. I don't even understand the code sometimes.
I don't think he understood either.
Oh, yeah. Well, they nowadays they tell you like they'll say this phrase if you fooled them.
Yeah.
So you're just listening for that. If you don't hear it, then you're like, all right, even if you don't understand.
What is the phrase? You fooled them?
Yeah.
You fooled us. You fooled us? Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't hear that.
Yeah. They say you fooled us. There's a pretty big chance that they're going to bring that trophy now.
That's
so cool. I would never do that.
Yeah, I know. No. I think I maybe do it one, two more times. That's it. Yeah. I like being on TV.
Season 28 and 29, maybe?
I think they're going to do another one.
How many are they at?
10 seasons.
Christ.
Yep. I'm episode 13 on season 10.
Ratings must be good.
Must be great. Longest running magic show ever on TV.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to them, man. That is awesome. God, that's awesome.
And mostly because of me, if you think about it.
Yeah, you went on twice.
Yep.
You and Andre from Butterfly Playing Cards.
I skipped Allison Hannigan. She was on it for 8 seasons, and I skipped her. I said Jonathan
You had Jonathan Ross.
And then I had Brooke Burke.
Wow.
She was on there for 7.5, 8 seasons, and I'm like, nah.
Dude.
I'm good.
Yeah. That's funny. Should have had one in each. Would have been good, too.
Yeah.
There would have been a joke there. I'm sure that Farquhar's done it.
They also said don't say you're not allowed to say you fooled them before. They wanted to get rid of that. So like my promo package that you film in this thing, right?
Fool them once and fool them twice, shame on you.
They used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
And now they're like no, none of this returning fooler guy. They don't want to
ratings dropped.
I think they wanted to pretend like it's just a new person every time. But the guy filming my my intro package, they just assign you a random director, a random film crew, whatever. It was super fun. Kristen's in it. It's like a really fun because we were talking all
that's
about
cool.
Like it was really cool. And you do some like camera magic. It's quite the setup. You film for like 4 hours. My last one was cool. It was out in the desert. I was smashing stuff, eating light bulbs. It was so dope.
Whoa.
This one was just like in a studio. They're trying to make it a little bit less. But the guy I had filming this thing is like an old guy. We're just shooting the shit. And I'm mic'd the whole time, and eventually I just start talking freely, right? Like,
right.
And I'm like, I hope he uses some of that because I was like, I'm like, you think I don't know how to do a better magic show? Of course I can do a better magic show, but I like to do my magic, right? And I'm just saying all kinds of nonsense.
Yeah, that's fun.
But I'm like, what do you do when you're not doing Fool Us? And he was part of the, crew.
Amazing Race.
No, he's part of the crew that went out to film James Cameron going to the bottom of the Marianas Trench.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he was out on that boat for months with James Cameron.
Damn.
And they had to film this fucking thing down at the bottom of the trench. I'm like, what the hell is that like? He's like, so many problems when you're filming that deep.
Yeah.
Right? Because how deep is it? We're going 12,000 feet deep or some shit, right? And he's like, we have these cameras inside these glass, you know, huge glass sphere things, right?
Yeah.
To keep them safe. But he's like, but they'll implode down there.
Yeah, they'll kill you. Like the
nautical. Yeah. So he's like, so we had to figure out what to pack them with that would make it so you can still have a camera in there. So they were packing them with jelly gummy bears. Packing with gummy bears all around the camera because they won't condense anymore. And they're stuffing with jelly. And then you got this whole thing sealed up. And it takes like hours. And it's like professionally sealed so there's no seams or cracks or anything.
Wow.
And then you got to drop this thing. And he's like, we get it all sealed up. And he's like, we're filming all the time, right? And every time you're like, did I put record on? Is it recording? Like, there's no, like, they don't have special cameras that they have, like, buttons
right
on the outside.
Yeah, so they had to invent the technology.
You're like, I think I hit record.
That's
I don't
crazy,
know.
Yeah.
So and then he's like, and it's a big mistake because you're sending it down. You're not knowing. He's like, there's a weight attached to this thing, he says, right? They got a weight attached to the thing and they're dropping it. It's a 2-hour free fall to get down just for 2 fucking hours to get your camera down to the right depth. Just insane. So on all the shutdowns and the camera repos, we were just having these, like, I'm like, tell me another James Cameron story. He's like, oh, my buddy wanted to get a role in his thing, and he made this crazy alien thing costume, whatever, and then he used to just hang out where James Cameron's going to be, and all this stuff. And like,
Gorilla style.
Yeah, wild, old school.
Old Hollywood guys are cool, man.
The old Hollywood guys have the coolest stories.
They do.
Anyways, I've been hyped to tell you that for a while.
Yeah, that's sick.
Pretty sick.
That's sick to talk to somebody who's like lived that life.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same sort of experience on the set of Saw with the stunt guys.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I ate with them at lunch. It felt like a prison yard. Dude, it was crazy because like everybody had their little cliques. And it's like I got to eat with like all the guy who's dressed like Chris Rock and the guys, the stunt coordinator, and myself because I was doing my own stunts. So these are the guys I talked to. And they were shooting stories of like being stunt guys.
Damn.
Crazy. Yeah, they know people who've died.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Broke their back.
They've all, and he's like, that's one of the big problems in stunt work is people faking injuries.
Faking injuries?
Yeah, because it's not steady work.
Oh.
So you might as well be on a good set, sprain your ankle.
Oh.
You know, and be out for 4 months.
Right.
With a you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, workers' comp version.
So a lot of them do that.
Damn.
He's like, that's like, but he's like, we're the real ones. And he was really impressed with like my stunts too. So it was like, I was like, I felt like I'd proven, you know,
yeah.
I'd gone through the whatever ritual I had to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great initiation.
Yeah, exactly.
Go through a fucking glass table.
Yeah. Fall to the ground. That was insane. Eat the mud in my face, the blue paint. Feeling blue paint going under your eyelids.
Ugh. Stare down at it. What's that?
Yeah. And convincingly.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it again.
No.
Yeah. Make it the best little. What is that? Like, I was looking right into a tube.
How much crack did you do to prepare for this role?
Almost none.
Almost. I mean, you had to get some.
Yeah. Almost none, yeah. I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was pretty surprised.
You didn't go full method actor for 6 months?
Nope. Oh, no, like I said,
pussy.
Yeah, only a little bit. Just keep me going, you know, just the daily dose.
Yeah, it makes sense. Just
yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, you can't function, you know.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my next movie role, whenever that is.
Yeah. when another director becomes a fan of your bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything to pursue it. I'm just like, I can't wait to do it again.
Oh,
really look
man.
Forward to doing it again when the stars align.
Yeah. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm liking just creating content right now. Like I'm having fun with like the Area 52 stuff.
Yeah.
And just other than that, just getting on stage and doing new jokes.
Yeah.
That's all those two things. I'm like, nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
You act like sometimes I feel like you're 60 years old.
I've lived. I feel like if I died tomorrow, I'd be fine.
I know, because you're like, yeah, I don't know. I'm good. I'm just gonna do the things I like.
Did a lot of everything.
I know, it's just funny.
Somehow,
it's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
I feel like I've done a lot of everything already, and I'm just kind of like, ah, man, time to. But it also is time to enjoy life. Pushing 40,
man.
You gotta start enjoying life. You gotta start.
I agree.
You know, you can't wait till you're like 60.
No.
To like be like, oh, this is what I worked so hard for.
Right.
What's the point?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why I'm trying to space out my financial successes.
Yeah.
Keep me going.
That's why I'm like, I'm okay with the idea that I'm not going to be like, oh, the most popular anything. Because that at one point is a goal.
Yeah.
You have to make it the goal.
Yeah.
If you're trying to, you know, shoot for the stars, land on the moon type deal. And then, you know, I landed on a moon, you know, and I was... happy with that. Who needs a star?
Yeah.
Land on the moon. I'm good.
Buddy,
let's enjoy it. Let's keep doing what we love.
I love
that's
it.
That's it.
I think it's a good life for you.
Yeah. Don't need more than that. More brings, you know, more problems.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do what you like doing. That's it.
Once I see the
motivational podcast here for you guys.
No, when I see that look on Brooke Burke's face in that picture, then I know.
Makes you want to take it easy, yeah?
That I'm like, I'm doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm making the right content. I can tell.
So funny. It's so funny.
I don't mind.
It did you dirty.
They did me dirty. I don't mind.
They did you dirty.
I don't mind.
He had thousands of stills to choose from, dude.
He had literally thousands of frames.
Yeah.
So when they, I was like the third person to shoot
yourself
this season. No, I missed. I was third person to shoot, but no one had used her as a volunteer yet, right?
Oh, that day.
No, at all.
Ever.
Yeah. So all she'd done is just intro people, step off to the side, they go do their tricks. And then I come on, and I'm like, and they're like, you have to use her. I'm like, cool. She's never been used yet. And she, this is her first day hosting the show.
She might have never seen a magic trick in her life.
This is her third trick she's ever seeing, and this is the first one ever to her.
Whoa.
And I have her behind me being insta-stooged. And she's hosting.
Trying to act.
And she's trying to help. She's trying to help more than any volunteer you ever had, right?
Oh, no.
And
poor
she's
her.
Talking, like, trying to step in my jokes.
Bless her heart.
And I'm kind of being like, shut the fuck up, right? Like, I got fucking jokes for all this shit. Most people don't talk during
That's
this
so
shit,
funny.
You know? So it was, like, a bit stressful because... I'm trying to manage her, and she's like, oh, they're paying me to host. I better fucking give it everything.
Yeah.
And not realizing that I got this part under control. Yeah. Please shut the fuck up. But she's great, and she's so much hotter than me. It really made the dynamic nice in that regard. But like, they're getting her to rip stuff, and she keeps trying to add jokes. And I'm like, you're stepping on all the good shit. Like,
oh.
It was all I could do. So then,
but that's what you get for bringing people on stage.
I know. It's true. And then, the two guys before me, they did pickup shots. After they left, they made them go back out and pick up blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, oh, maybe do this move again and see. We'll get another angle, all this stuff, right? And I didn't want to do that. So when I walked off stage, I'm like, thank you, good night. And I go run off stage. I turn back to the camera and I rip my shirt open again just for one more applause from the audience, which I got. But now I can't go back for pickups because I ripped my...
They hated final. You.
They're like, we're going to do pickups. And they're like, oh, I guess, oh, well... Guess we can't. And I'm like, cool.
Wait, that's a good way.
Yes. Got the fuck out of that deal.
That's a great way to get rid of
it. Because I knew it was never going to feel as good.
Show your dick.
Even better.
Yeah.
So, but.
God.
You're just going to scratch your face open. You're like,
Yeah.
I look this way now.
Yeah, just punch your tooth out.
So then.
Add that in post.
I'll say one more thing about this because it's fucking fascinating. I'm probably not supposed to tell this part, but I don't care. You know, you don't see anyone else perform. You're downstairs, right? They sequester you downstairs away from everybody.
I didn't know that.
But they got to bring you up and mic you before, you know, so they keep the shit moving. So you're going to see the tail end of whatever was in front of you.
Mm.
Not the whole performance, but the tail end. So I'm up there, and there's a guy out there doing this beautiful fucking routine.
Yeah.
And
how hot was the dude, though?
Hot and not speaking English, right? Like,
nice.
Foreign hot, you know?
Yeah.
I won't say who it is or what it is. But Penn was like, that was the most beautiful piece of magic we've ever had on this show.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I'm about to walk out there and
Shut
rip my shirt
fuck
off.
Up, dude. Are you kidding me?
I was like, I couldn't have been paired after
so
the worst. Like, I'm like, this is the worst lineup for me ever. Like, I couldn't. Penn was emotional almost how incredible this was.
Were they trans too? And you're just like, fuck, dude, I'm just a white guy.
I don't
doing beer magic.
So, but
no?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to give anything away because. I don't know when that's going to air.
Yeah, you don't know if it'll air before years or after years.
Yeah, yeah, so I have no idea. All I know is I was literally following something that they were such a beautiful fan of, this beautiful magic, beautiful, amazing. And it was. And I was like, oh my God, they are going to, here you go. Here's the other end of the magic spectrum.
Yeah, it's just so funny to me if they were also like, like a minority.
No, it wasn't
whose family died in a fire.
I mean, might as well have been.
You know what I mean? Like this trans person struggling or something. You know, like something really like sad and like, oh my, that was the best piece of magic we've ever seen. And then Wes waltzes in, tears his shirt open, big beer energy,
dude,
big frat energy. Just fucking like,
that happened.
Hey, Penn's got a big dick. It's so funny.
That happened at a corporate the other day to me. Okay, they play this fucking video about this woman, I guess her husband had died tragically of all this stuff, right? And he was a big part of the company. They're giving her an award. She's crying. Everyone's presenting her stuff. And then I'm like, kicking your ass. I go out there. I'm like,
no.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Like, they're like trying to, she's still in the front.
Like, hey, let's make him the only guy dying tonight, right?
Yeah. I was like, there's a ping pong ball. Someone knows now. And I was just like, holy fuck.
I feel like you got to address it.
I don't.
You think you split the room in that moment?
I don't know. I my gut told me just to move on.
Because the way I see it is that is always a tension moment, and you get rewarded for breaking that tension.
I didn't know how to make it funny.
But everyone's feeling your awkwardness is what I'm saying. The awkwardness you're feeling, everyone's feeling it simultaneously.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to break that tension. But finding a way to break that tension that is, you know, on the right side of things can be tricky. But it's better than not breaking the tension, I think.
You might have been right. I felt like I wasn't really listening when they were when the
so you didn't have anything.
So I didn't have enough context.
Yeah.
Except I caught the tail end and like, well, you know, he'll always be treasured with us in million, you know, whatever years, and just tears.
Yeah.
And like, it's like R.I.P. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But also just saying like, anyways.
Yeah.
You guys want to see some? You guys want to see comedy magic now?
Yeah. Now this is a great time for comedy magic. Would have been good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
feel like you guys could use a laugh. Something.
I wish I thought I did not. I just plowed through.
That's right. That's right,
had
too.
A couple minutes of awkwardness and just carried on.
Yeah, that. I mean, you eventually get them on board.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's something about that, like about cutting that tension. It's just it's so satisfying.
Yeah.
When you're able to go into the trenches, bring them into like darkness.
Yeah.
And then bring them out of it, and everyone's so relieved and happy, like they're laughing. But most of the time what happens, you bring them into the trenches and you come back, they're still there, they're like this isn't funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
And then you're like, fuck, you're eating shit.
Yeah.
But like when you can bring them there and they're all like uncomfortable, and then you bring them out and they fucking like the release of like relief.
Yeah. That's a good, yeah.
That's
so satisfying.
That is very satisfying.
And that's like why that's when you feel like a professional too.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, I'm doing it.
Yeah. I had a few times and I got addicted to that. I'm like, God, I understand why like Louis and stuff goes fucking hard, but also, you know, they've been doing it for 30 years. I shouldn't be, you know, saying any of these jokes.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun to get in there and get out
absolutely
unscathed. But like it's a roller coaster.
That's why it's, I guess that's why it's addictive.
Yeah, it really is. I had one that I didn't get out of because I was just trying out something. It was like I was talking about because Pantelis, I was hosting at Bordel for Pantelis, and he goes, Pantelis is always so topical. He knows what's going on. He knows the news, all this shit.
Yeah,
he's quick, dude. He's fucking so quick. And so I was like, man, I got to be like Pantelis tonight, you know, topical stuff. I was like, Michelle Obama, rumors that she wants to run for president, you know. And everybody's like, oh, a little murmurs, what? You know, I was like, you guys didn't know that? I was like, yeah. I'm like, I think it's pretty progressive that we have another black guy as a president. And it got a lot. I stood on that for a while. It got like a slow build.
Did some people not get it right away?
I don't think so. There's a lot of groans, but a lot of like laughs with the groans. Yeah, like, so it was funny. Nice.
That's good.
But there was definitely groans. And then if I had something there, but I was just, it was a joke I thought of that day.
Right.
Because I was trying to be topical. I was like, all right, what else? And then I move on and I go into like some weird trans material a little bit. And it wasn't offensive. It just didn't. It wasn't funny.
Yeah.
And so it kind of fell flat.
Sure.
And I wish I could have gotten out of that. Like, brought them back with me, because that would have been such a good moment, because the tension was really high. I moved on to another joke. It was fine. It was very transitional as a, not only a, the type of joke, but where the joke was situated in the events that happened. Yeah.
Yeah, why are they so called, why are we say they're transitioning and not segueing, you know?
Yeah, a seg? A little seggy?
That's almost funny.
Yeah, segue.
Yeah.
What's another word for segue?
Yeah.
Morphing? Well, we're just finding other words for segue. Hold on.
Yeah.
What else?
No, because I'm trying to think of like in comedy you try and have a segue.
Transforming?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Shapeshifting.
Is that segue?
Shifting. Pivoting.
Pivoting is definitely one.
Yeah. I'm pivoting right now.
Yeah.
Into comedy, into magic, you know?
I like it.
I really danced around that one.
Hey, got
yeah, we
that.
Did that gracefully, dude. Fucking float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Holy shit. You see what we did there? That's the release right there. That's the release right there.
Oh, my God.
That's when everybody knows that it's okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Masterfully done. Jesus.
Crushed that.
Oh, yeah. We got out of that.
Oh.
Unscathed. No one's going to remember anything.
Speaking of stuff that's hard to understand.
Were you pulling up Bob Talks?
No. I have I translated a bunch of I looked up a bunch of sayings from other countries.
Yeah.
And then I found out where they were in English, but they don't translate.
Oh, nice.
And I want you to guess what countries they're from.
Easy. I got this. Let's go.
Okay, I'll give you like what it means in English.
Yeah.
And then I'll even sort of explain what it actually means if you need that.
Okay.
Okay. This one is, here we go. The literal translation is to blow little ducks.
All right. I have to guess the country?
I'll tell you, do you know what it means? Do you have any idea what that would mean, to blow little ducks?
I got some idea.
What's your guess?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, I'm not going to tell you because you're laughing.
Yeah.
What? But should I guess or no?
You can if you want. I just want to see what you think it would be.
Okay.
It means to talk nonsense.
Oh, to blow a duck?
To blow little ducks, apparently.
To blow a little duck.
Yeah. So, okay, I'll give you multiple choice, okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you think this is Russian, French, Latvian, Thai, or Swedish? To blow little ducks.
Either Swedish or Latvian.
It's Latvian. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Okay. I've been brushing up on Latvian culture, actually, recently.
Fuck off.
I have been. They're big fans of werewolves.
Oh, shit. Okay.
A lot of werewolf sightings. Edlid Skalnin from Coral Castle, Latvian.
Ah.
I was looking into his history because he got called for the war there and, you know, put himself eligible for the draft in the 40s. Had to look in all that Latvian stuff. So I was like, Latvians are weird, dude. They got weird traditions and sayings. They're just a little off.
Yeah.
Latvian are more what Borat is.
Right, than actually
than
what he
Kazakhstani
said he is.
Or whatever he was.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think you're like closer to that.
All
right, nailed that one. Let's go. All right. Round two.
The hen sees the snake's feet, and the snake sees the hen's boobs.
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 Boobs? In their language, boobs?
Well, no, this is all translated from their language to English.
Right.
And
so their
the closest meaning would be boobs.
Boobs. Not breasts.
Not breasts.
So it's a slang. Go again.
The hen sees the snake's feet,
uh-huh.
And the snake sees the hen's boobs.
Dude, this sounds like some weird bestiality.
It means two people that know each other's secrets.
All right.
So we got Swedish, Thai, French, or Russian.
Well, obviously it's not going to be Swedish, Thai, French, or Russian. Okay. Okay. Snakes and chickens exist in Thailand. Not so much in Sweden, maybe, but I'm not familiar. France, no. Russia, maybe. I'm gonna have to go with Thailand just because the exotic.
Fucking nailed it, buddy. Good, yeah. Good reasoning there.
Two for two.
Hell yeah! All right, god damn it! All right, here we go. To slide in on a shrimp sandwich.
Okay, that's happened to me in the changing room a few times at the gym. I got slid in on a fucking shrimp sandwich or whatever that.
If he slid in on a shrimp sandwich, it means someone who didn't have to work to get where they are. Right? He slid in on.
Could still be
sandwich.
True for what happened at the gym the other day. You know, he was just starting his workout.
Okay, French, Russia, Sweden.
French, Russian, or Sweden? I mean, I'm really thinking. Wait, the meaning again?
Someone who didn't have to work very hard to get where they are. He slid in on a shrimp sandwich. Which is so funny to me.
Shrimp sandwich sounds French. This is, it sounds like a French thing to tell someone, but also Russian love caviar and like seafood. Go yeah, Russian.
I would go Russian too.
And second guess. What's your next bet?
Okay, it's gonna be Swedish then.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Swedish. All right, two left.
All right.
I'm gonna give them both and you assign French or Russian, okay?
All right, fair enough.
First one is to take oneself in one's hands.
That is fucking very, that's probably everybody, all the dudes all the time.
Well, it means to pull yourself together. Hey. I thought just pull yourself.
Yeah. All either together. Way, we're pulling ourselves.
Well, we know that one.
We're
sure.
Using our hands.
And then the other one is to jump from the cock to the donkey.
Jump the cock to
the
donkey.
Those are,
it's Russian or Swedish?
No, Russian or French.
Russian or French?
Yeah.
Cock and donkey, I feel like that might be Russian.
Can I say they're both French?
100%. Are they?
Well, se prendre en main.
Yeah.
And what was the second one again?
To jump from the cock to the donkey.
Sautade coq à l'âne.
Oh.
They're both French.
The second one's French.
Well, the donkey and cock one means to keep changing topics without logic or in conversation.
Yeah. Oh, this guy knew.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That is a French one for sure.
Yeah, sautade coq à l'âne.
Oh, shit, because that's like us.
That's
in this
like
podcast.
Jump back and forth.
Yeah, we jump from the cock to the donkey all the time on here.
Yeah, we were supposed to do an ad read years ago.
Yeah, we should probably do it eventually. We'll cut it in later. I think we can cut it in later. It doesn't matter.
I think we're going to have to.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, and by the way, this video is sponsored by Factor Meals. In our nonstop content creation world, finding time for nutritious meals is a challenge. It actually is a challenge. That's where Factor comes in, delivering chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, come on, meals right to your door with a variety of over 35 options, including keto. Calorie smart, vegan, eating well has never been easier or more delicious.
Factor meals are ready in minutes, offering the perfect blend of convenience and quality. No prep, no mess, just great food that fits your busy schedule. I personally have had the vegan one because I don't normally have vegan, so I thought, let's try something new. Delicious. And with flexible meal plans, you can tailor deliveries to your lifestyle, ensuring you're always prepared, no matter how unpredictable your days may be. We have an exclusive offer for you right here.
That's right.
Let's go. So head to factormeals.com/Bob50 and use code Bob50 to get 50% off. That's code Bob50 at factormeals.com/Bob50 to get 50% off.
Your first order.
Okay.
Very important.
Even better. Good to know. Good to know.
You saved that one, dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
Slid it in there at the end.
Good job.
It is important because this might be expensive. So try your first order, 50% off. Boom.
Dude, half off is pretty good for a first order.
That's as good
what
as
what was the promo code again?
Bob50.
Bob50, 50% off your first order. Listen, Wes, I don't know if they can do better if they tried. This is an amazing.
I'm going to try one more tomorrow.
All right, Factor Meals, thank you for sponsoring this video. Back to the podcast.
Nope. That's good.
Should we do Bob Talk?
Hell yeah.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
I wrote those lyrics. I did write them. Very proud of those lyrics. Those Bob Talk lyrics, dude. They're going to go down history. 613. Oh, no. Wait, is this?
Where's fucking LeClaire? He sets his fucking alarm every Monday.
He did call in last week. He was on Bob Talk last week.
I heard that one. You guys didn't even know. Fucking...
No, not last week. The week before.
No, last week you didn't know. But... Oh, yeah. 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Fucking Scottish has the unicorn, dude. I was yelling at the fucking computer.
Yeah, Scots?
Yeah.
And then he said Gaelic, and I was like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. All right. 613, here's Eric. Right in time.
Wes Barker, story time.
Unlistenable.
I love it that he was trying to come at me, too.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yes. Yes. Yes.
It started with Wes Barker story time. And then the this world... is what you hear.
Wes
Barker
story time.
Yes.
Eric, dude, you can't be mad at that. Your headphones are busted.
Fuck yeah.
That's so.
Oh, eat a bag of dicks, Eric. Yes. Yes.
He did on purpose.
No, he's not
he's
that
an evil
smart.
Genius. He is.
He's not that smart, you think? He might have.
God, or if he's not, he's in our heads.
God,
now he's in our heads.
Yeah, he's in our heads.
Eric, now you're in our heads. God damn it.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Quebec?
Hey, guys. Big fan of your show. A bear and a rabbit are having a shit in the woods, and the bear turns around to the rabbit and says, "Hey, do you have any problems with shit sticking to your fur?" And the rabbit says, "No, I don't."
Picks up the rabbit and wipes his ass with him.
Hey, lands on bad
jokes. Coming at us with street jokes, you got to come harder. You got to come fresher.
You got to come pedophile.
Or drop the N-word. Yeah. That's the only way we're listening, dude, because like we've heard them all. Now, thanks for the call. I appreciate
That's great.
I got two more. Alberta. Second in headquarters.
This is Bob, headquarters Alberta, checking in. That's all.
All right.
That's it, Nick? Just a check-in?
He's checking in.
He hasn't been drinking for 40 days.
Oh, he hasn't been funny for 40 days either then, I guess. You start drinking again, Nick. Be funny. Utah.
I was doing my makeup the other day for work, and my 9-year-old decided to tell me I looked really pretty, but I should probably put more makeup on because I look tired.
Oh, the honesty of children.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But
ship them off to Epstein's Island. Fuck them.
Yeah, but also,
get rid of that 9-year-old.
But also, the kid was like, also aware. The kid was like, "No, you look great.
That's true.
But maybe you should put some makeup on. Like, you're looking a little tired." He also had the decency to be like, "You're beautiful." But also, maybe just a little. Maybe
I'm
a
trying
little
to show you off with my friends over here. Yeah. So if you could please put a little effort
in. Also, I need some breast milk. He's like, "You're 9. I said what I said. Is there any in the fridge? If not, we got to make some. We're going to make it happen."
Yeah.
Num, num.
It's like,
let's
go. I need a little brother just for the breast milk. Just so I can steal that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care about the kid. I just want.
Just produce more breast milk. Your breast milk quota is down. Squeeze it out, cow. That's what the kid's saying, not me. He's like, squeeze it out, cow.
That's the kid.
I'm imagining like a mix between Boss Baby and Stewie,
mm-hmm.
who's just like a very demanding, hungry 9-year-old, though.
I never saw Boss Baby.
Boss Baby is all right.
Yeah.
Seems it was all right. It was surprisingly easy to jack off to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like all animated stuff is.
Yeah. Because it's fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah.
What do you think?
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Or have you?
Yeah. Well,
I'll send
sometimes
you a link.
I take myself in one's hands.
Send you the deep fake Boss Baby link. Boss Baby with Taylor Swift's face.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, you kidding me?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, whatever happened to those?
What are we doing with the internet if we're not doing that?
She's trying to sue people over deepfakes?
She's a psyop, dude.
Yeah.
It's a fucking psyop if I've ever seen one. You agree with me on this? It is insane.
Come on.
I have noticed. Here's the thing, right? So maybe you can pull this up. Taylor Swift was brought up in a UN meeting. I gave that to you ages ago.
Oh, wow.
For saying the word. Taylor Swift was brought up at a UN meeting, and they were trying to figure out how they could use her influence to influence, you know, whatever it was.
Is this a French way of saying she was brought up in one meeting?
Huh?
What? In our meeting.
Our meeting?
What was that?
UN.
UN.
Oh.
Sorry.
Goddamn. All right.
Did you know her boyfriend was sponsored by Pharma, whatever, the big Pharma thing?
Oh, yeah.
CNN.
It, Pfizer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Pfizer during the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah.
Get
that bag, sir.
Oh, it's a big bag.
Dude, I will take a Pharma bag.
Yeah, dude, but you also believe in it.
Pharma? Big Pharma?
Oh, yeah.
No,
you're a big fan of Big Pharma.
I'm a big fan of big vaccines.
So is Kelsey. That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is she's a fucking shill. Obviously.
She's the best shill.
And so what happened is that, like, I don't know if you've noticed recently. You see Biden's post after the Chiefs won?
His eyes?
Yeah, where he's like, just like we planned it out.
Just like we wrote it out.
Wrote it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the script or whatever.
Yeah.
This is my own theory right now, and I've had this theory for maybe like 5 days.
No scripted.
No, more than that. They're turning it up. The Illuminati right now.
Shut the fuck up.
They're turning it up in the way that, like, there's a big distraction happening. I really, really feel this. Like, right now, more than ever, and I've never felt that way. I've always said, nah, you guys are reading into it. I feel like more now than ever, you look at what's happening with fucking Biden, the whole fucking meme thing that he posted, that, which is wild.
It is wild.
Yeah. It's, he, like, he, and then Taylor Swift, who's making billions of dollars, who, by the way, endorsed Biden when he ran.
Not a surprise, though.
Not a surprise, but also a lot of artists weren't endorsing anyone, right?
Yeah, that was a time to be like, they both suck, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
And now, as she has been brought up by the UN, CIA talks about her guaranteed because she is the most influential person in the world. They they're central fucking intelligence. You'd be an idiot to think her name wasn't brought up at least once.
So if we're playing the game and TS comes up, does Taylor Swift beat everybody?
Yeah.
Beats fucking Tom Sawyer?
Yeah, obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So... I think with all the things that are happening, even Ice Spice, you know, who's this fucking bitch? You pull up Ice Spice. I can't stand this fucking person. There's a rapper out of nowhere. Out of fucking nowhere.
Oh, yeah, this chick. That's right.
Yeah, and I listen to her shit, and I'm like, I'm old. I don't get it. But I was like, the fuck's the hype about? I don't get the hype. And I'm like, that looks like an Illuminati plant if I ever seen one. Check out Super Bowl Ice Spice. She does little symbols like this when the camera's looking and then grabs her upside down cross. I was never into this shit before.
No way.
Then I saw a video and I was like, dude, that is kind of flagrant. Go videos.
I want to get
Why is Ice Spice satanic now?
How do we get in on the Illuminati?
Look at this. Look, watch. Even this guy noticed it. Like, she's famous out of nowhere, by the way. Who is this person?
So they're just plotting world domination.
And even Shaq commented, like, Ice Spike's so fine. Like, it's weird. It's super weird. All right, fast forward to this guy's reacting to and let her do her little...
Oh, they're little signs.
Oh, yeah.
They're little gang signs. Little fucking Satan gang signs.
Yeah, that's like normal, right?
Look, boom, boom, boom. And then grabs the upside down cross on her neck.
She could just be cringy like Alex Boyer.
At that level?
I guess not.
That guy's also throwing signs, but different signs. But look what she's doing. I feel like that's weird, dude. I feel like this whole thing, they're turning it up.
Yeah.
They're turning that.
Why?
They're turning that.
Pourquoi?
I can tell you why. The same reason they've always done it. If you're worried about this, well,
you're
then
not worried about
you're
the
not looking over here.
Right, right,
it's the easiest distraction.
Yeah.
If you're looking to control the world.
Yeah.
Okay, look at it from an actual logical stance, not a stance where you're like, they would never do that to us. Look at it from a logical stance. If you're trying to rule the world, let's say, through companies, power, influence, money, everything, you're like, that's your goal. We can agree that people want to do that.
Yeah,
there's
of
some people. Yeah, okay. So they're out there trying to rule the world.
Yeah.
Well, either they can use influencers that benefits them by just throwing money, their endless supply of money at them.
Right.
Use the most powerful voices ever to exist on planet Earth.
Right.
At their disposal with this fucking paper that they've just conjured up. Why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
You'd be a fucking idiot if your goal was to rule the world and not use the person who the most people listen to.
Right.
What is so insane about that? What is so conspiracy theory about that? I'm just being logical. If that's my goal,
yeah,
that's one of the fucking top three things that I'm going to do.
Okay, but when I think about it, I go like, so turning Taylor Swift into one of these people,
yep.
I'm like, that doesn't seem, it seems like why, like, it seems like no amount of money could interest someone that rich, right? And then Ice Spice or whatever, it feels like, they're like making you famous and implanting you. That seems more logical, but now this person's coming out of nowhere. So both of those seem weird. It seems like you can't turn a rich person already.
I think they're turning it up and they're just like, bop, bop, memes, bop, the perfect thing, the boom, the bop, this, that, boom. Oh, the Joe Biden meme. It's all being turned up right now.
Yeah, they're mixing like two Goliaths together too. There's like Taylor Swift and the Super Bowl. It's like, now girls and boys and like everybody's
and they won
the same
and it's
thing.
Like, it's a lot of propaganda.
But
like,
what about,
man,
back in the day when Joe DiMaggio married Marilyn Monroe or whatever, right? Like, wasn't like, I mean, that's like, you know, there's
again,
shit's always
you would
been
be
happening,
you
right?
would be remiss if the powers that be weren't aware and figuring out how they could benefit from it.
No, you're right. You're right.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
You'd be
you
an
would.
Idiot.
Yeah.
And they're not idiots. They hire very smart people. They might be idiots, but the people around them trying to like make their money grow and make their influence grow, they're very smart. You hire the smart people.
Speaking of which, I need to borrow $20,000. We'll talk about
that. I'm not suicidal. This is not a political statement. Please don't. Yep.
You're suicidal.
Yeah, but I don't want to say it on camera.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, nice. You got me, buddy.
No, definitely not. Whoa. Light went out right there. My light went out.
His light went out. Yeah.
Cue the rope.
Jesus Christ.
Where's the rope?
The Illuminati is fucking listening.
They are listening, man.
I'm a dead man.
For sure.
I am not suicidal. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
That shit's real, though. When you look at that, you can't be like, you can't be like, no, you're just. Even if it happened organically, somebody who wants power.
What came first, these thoughts or those glasses? Because everybody who thinks like this.
The 89-year-old man I fucking stole them from.
Everybody who thinks like this dresses like you now. This is fucking hilarious.
I don't give a fuck who dresses like who. I don't give a fuck. All I give a fuck about is like I noticed something.
Yeah.
And I can't unsee it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is the truth. And I'm like, I'm not trying to.
You're not wrong, dude.
I'm not trying to tell you it is happening. I'm telling you what a missed opportunity if it isn't.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong at all. Every time you tell me this kind of thing, I'm like, you're not. You're making sense.
You know, and just like that. That's all it is to me. It's a shame for these megalomaniacs who don't see an opportunity when it's right in front of them.
This is why I love you. You really do sift through a lot of bullshit to bring me the most plausible information, which is why I love you.
And it's not like they're all Satanists. No, there is something going on.
Yeah,
and it's ramping up. That's all I feel.
Yeah,
they do have that ability to do that.
It's crazy, dude, as you're talking about that right now. But I know you didn't watch the episode, but yesterday there was the Brett Weinstein episode, a long time ago, there was the episode of Brett Weinstein.
Yep.
And he talks about that exact thing.
On like, which pod?
On Joe Rogan.
Okay.
He talks about like...
Oh, yeah, I saw that queued up. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's like totally believing that like, you know, the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift and all that stuff is being amped up right now for some weird reason. Huh. He doesn't know what it is, but he's got that
And
same
what's he
feeling.
Do? What does he do?
He was a university teacher who lost his job because he was talking against the universities are like teaching us a bit too like woke, right. too much woke stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got death threats.
I think he does like human biology.
Yeah,
stuff.
He's a biologist.
Smart guy.
Wife. Yeah. He's oh just, yeah.
Hey, there you go. That's all. Guy. That's all I wanted.
Yeah,
to hear.
Him and his wife Heather are both human biologists. I think.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's my whole point. I'm trying to make is I don't think you need to be a genius to see that.
Yeah.
I think that everybody can see that.
You need to be a G, but not a genius.
That's right. But you need to, like, I mean, it's so easy to realize that once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
And now when I started thinking that of like everything's getting, I'm scrolling through Instagram and it's fucking crazy. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Oh my God, I can't believe that. And I'm like, this is all weird collabs happening and all this shit's really culminating. So either they're passing laws or they're bombing a village or whatever, or UFOs or whatever you want to call it. But there's definitely using that. Because if you didn't use that, it's such a wasted opportunity.
You're missing something if you're not using that.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, to be like, now's the time.
Yeah.
Right? If things are popping off like this and Taylor Swift and this, and you're looking at your buddies and you're like, oh, now's where we get away with it.
Yeah.
And what else can we do? Make Biden fucking tweet something out of his mind and it goes viral. Let's make a meme.
Yeah.
Let's make a viral fucking meme that everybody's going to share.
Yeah.
Go. Biden with red eyes. Oh, we scripted it. Oh, it's fucking breaking the fourth wall. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've even seen, like, on local levels, like, certain, you know, towns will, like, throw, like, a town. There'll be, like, a fair or a rodeo or whatever. On the same day, they decide to have a town hall and pass some law for the town.
They do it on Christmas.
And that's just, like, a microcosm. Of course that would happen nationally. Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
They pass a lot of laws on Christmas.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You see all the bills they pass on Christmas.
No one's going.
Yeah, no.
That's, yeah, makes sense, man.
That's like if you were to attack the enemy.
Yeah.
And you know they're Christian. On Christmas, dude.
This is why I'm like, if people are beating themselves up about, I don't recycle enough or whatever they're going to beat themselves up about, I'm like, chill, dude. Like,
yeah.
Don't think that you need to save the world. It's not you. Like, do your part, sure. Everything a little bit helps. But, like, trust me, man. There's a whole other thing happening. It's not on us to throw the right things.
It's gotten
out
of hand anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can make as much noise as you want.
Yeah.
It won't be a fucking drop in the bucket.
Yeah, it's going the way it's going to go. We're not really involved. I want to get involved. I like that if you can't beat him, join him. I want to be a prick that doesn't care. You know, I want to be I want to be a billionaire that's shilling for the enemy.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know, the Galactic Federation or whatever they are. I want to shill.
Yeah, once you look in that cabal shit, like you really, it gets dark fast, and that's where I'm like, I don't know if any of that's true.
Yeah, that's too weird.
Do you know what I mean? There's like soul catching, and like you can promise your soul.
Yeah, like so you can
like make me rich, and they're like, we'll make you rich in 10 lifetimes. Oh, for the next 10 lifetimes, if you do this thing, you'll be well off.
I don't buy that.
And it's like, no, but like that's the type of like shit that you hear about when they talk about like satanic like pacts and selling your soul and stuff.
I guess I would write that up because I probably don't even believe in it.
But that's the other thing is where like other people are like, well, you can just repent.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah.
Right. But maybe it's aliens. Maybe it's aliens catching your soul.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we'll promise you. And it's like the whole Ursula fucking Little Mermaid thing for your voice, you know?
I love that theory about like how she's like a shape-shifting monster, can do whatever she wants, and that's the form she wants to take.
Who's that?
Ursula.
Really? Is it?
Yeah, because she like later on in the movie, she like makes herself into a beautiful person.
And giant.
Like, yeah, and like she can do whatever she wants.
That's true.
And she's like, I want to look like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
As one of the better villains.
The original Steph Toloff.
Cruella de Vil, Ursula. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Cruella de Vil, Ursula. Jafar. Who's like a better villain? Who's the best Disney villain?
Cruella de Vil was awesome.
Scar?
I love that. Also that theory, like, what did they call him before he got the scar?
Fucking, yeah, Sean. It was like some random name. Yeah, Fred. Who is the best? Don't Google it.
I'd go for Scar. He marked me so much. Scar was such an asshole.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, he was like...
Yeah,
what he did was unforgivable.
Yeah,
and that scene was so well made, so slowly made. His son watching his dad die.
Yep.
Yeah,
no, it's such a cool scene. It's
like, but like, because you can sympathize with Jafar. Jafar was like, "Who's this fucking kid?
Yeah,
that found a magic lamp. I've been working my ass off, being in the king's ear all this time to try and work my way up. This guy comes out of nowhere on his flying carpet." Fucks it all up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's, you know, I'd be pissed off. Cruella is also a fucking monster, though.
Well, I feel like we're missing something super obvious. What the fuck?
Your girl's pretty dark, too. Like, she fucking kills animals for it.
Yeah, Cruella, yeah, Cruella, that's another one.
Skinning the fucking pups.
Yeah.
That's a meeting at Disney, where they're like, what does our villain, why is our villain bad?
Right.
And like, kills kids. They're like, ah, too hard. Kills pups. I like it.
Yeah.
Keep going. Where's their skin? Fucking sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't.
Dalmatians. Yeah, I'll make a fashion statement. Yeah, I like it.
How many? Five? Nah, not enough.
100. 101. Fuck you. Great idea.
Promotion. Get that guy a corner office.
99. He's like, I don't know, 99. Make it 100. 101. Hey.
The third guy on that lunch table won, eh?
Yeah. The guy's like, I don't know, 99 Dalmatians still sounds pretty good.
Talk about villains. You know that trailer we watched, Damsel.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking cool villains.
Fucking
it's coming
sick.
Out soon.
Gonna be good.
That was the best trailer I've seen in years.
You know what made me happy with that trailer? When it said March 9th or whatever.
March 8th, yeah.
Because you know when you see trailers and they're like January 2025. Like, what the fuck?
Fuck off.
How dare you? I can't
December
edge that long.
2025. You're like, that's fucking 2 years away.
I won't even be alive.
Yeah.
I won't even be here.
That's right. He'll have fooled Penn and Teller another two times.
I'm going on a date with Brooke Burke.
That's crazy.
Look at that response.
Dude. I'm trying to think right now.
I know. There should be. I mean,
the Beast
probably
is,
look up
the Beast is the villain and the good guy. He's pretty bad. He's been enslaving people for like a long time.
Yeah.
He turned people into inanimate objects and enslaved them. That's pretty fucked up. They were kind of okay with it, which is weird too.
Who is that creepy fuck from Pinocchio is pretty bad.
Oh, you the fucking pedophile island dudes?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. We'd go to the magic island for the boys.
Send the boy to the island.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool. That
again, dude,
me.
We don't know what's going on that island.
That's true.
We don't know what's really happening on that island.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
Could be nice. The islands are sick, dude. Have you ever been to one?
Yeah,
islands very are nice.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, even if the worst thing happened to me, I would rather it happen on an island.
Yeah.
Hot take.
Ask the guys in Lost.
Yeah, exactly. At least it's happening in a beautiful place.
That's right.
If you're going to stick a finger in my ass, I'd rather it happen on an island.
Yep.
Hot take.
No, that's a greasy hot take. I think you're right.
What are some Disney movies that we're missing?
There's like Snow White, Bambi, all that kind of stuff.
But oh, Snow White.
But Snow White's just, I guess.
The witch with the apple.
Yeah, we'll
get the witch with the apple. I feel like.
One victim.
But she doesn't even, like, she gets woken up.
Rapunzel, same deal.
Yeah, just like one person. If it's one person getting shafted, it's hard. Like, there's worse people out there, right?
It's a toss-up between Cruella and
Scar.
They both killed animals. Cruella killed more. We don't know how long Cruella's been doing it for. That's the other thing.
That's true. She already had a couple nice coats.
Yeah, she had like a whole wardrobe, dude. She could have been doing that shit for decades.
But she gave a lot of people jobs.
Yeah.
Why did Snow White go live with the dwarves?
Because fucking her parents and something. Yep. What was going on? But then she met a prince, and it was like just a jealous witch. Jealous witch, Rapunzel, same thing, jealous witch.
Yeah.
They ran out of ideas there. Wrote Rumpelstiltskin. Same deal, right? No, he was the evil guy where she fell asleep because she pricked her finger.
I don't think I remember that one. I don't think I really watched that.
She'll only wake up if someone says his name.
No, I don't know this one at all.
That's like a Brothers Grimm thing.
Oh, yeah, I have to read it?
Rumpelstiltskin.
I don't want to read it.
Who guesses that?
I don't want to read it.
What a fucking asshole. Now, if you guess my name,
yeah.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah.
Crumpled
foreskin? No, close. Not quite there.
Give a billion monkeys a typewriter, dude. It's not going to work. You're not going to type out Rumpelstiltskin.
They will, dude.
No, they won't.
They will.
Nope.
Yep. That's how math works.
It's true. Do you know that
True, though.
This is a true. How long are we at? Right.
We're at an hour 15, but.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, an hour.
An hour, yeah. There's a 15 minutes that they lost.
We didn't get the vibrace in yet either.
That's true.
Oh, wow. It's
empty
rolling.
Threats and vibrace.
Good Lord. Fuck them.
Insult each other while we're racing dildos.
Fuck them.
Yes, fuck you. I'm going to fucking shove a dildo up your ass. No, you won't.
I bet you can't get it all the way up there right now.
Yeah, I promise you I can.
I bet you can.
I promise you I can.
I want Ron White to drop a special because I love that joke about him in the bathroom so much.
He's got a lot of good jokes, yeah.
I know.
The whole movie park.
Yeah. Oh,
bit
dude.
Is great.
Ah, you got to drop a special.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Shane's new bits are looking great, too.
Yeah, man. They're all
giving the people what they want.
They all got my stamp of approval.
Yeah.
You guys are good enough by my books.
I want to see Mark Norman's new special. Because his last one was really good.
Yeah, yeah. It was Soup to Nuts was great.
Yeah.
Soupy Nuts,
I'm
baby.
Looking forward to Sam Morril as well. Sam Morril's another one. Joe List, always. I don't understand how Joe List doesn't have a Netflix special yet. That kind of blows my mind.
Hmm.
I feel like he's definitely caliber.
Do you think he got blackballed from all of his work with Louis? Because he stayed on as Louis' guy, even in Louis' dark times.
It might have had something to do with it. But, because I guess so. Because his specials do really well.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's missing a bit of star. He's like really, 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 really funny. But I feel like he's missing like star power.
But star power doesn't matter if you're getting millions of views.
Yeah.
Stavros has no star power. No.
I find he's a character. He does, though. He's like such a character. Though,
yeah. He's the main character.
I'd have him on anytime.
Star Wars is the main character.
Yeah.
His special was hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, I like it. He's like, when I got in my 30s, I realized you could either do cocaine or be fat.
Yeah.
But you can't do both.
It's depressing.
Yeah. I'm going to lose some weight.
Yeah. I really need to start eating better. So funny.
Fuck yeah. Well.
Do we do a vibe race?
I feel like we don't need to, man. Sometimes the pod just takes over. We had a good chat about the Fool Us stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes the pod just takes over.
We can also just, I got so many things left to talk about.
Yeah, well, let's catch it on the Patreon.
All right.
Let's catch it on the Patreon. Sorry, it's just been a fun one. Informative. Go watch me on Fool
Good
Us.
Good to see you again, man.
Fucking good to see you too, buddy.
Fucking always great to see you. Great to hang out.
Hell yeah.
Thanks to you guys for hanging out.
Thanks for washing your balls finally. I don't know. Try to end on a high note.
Tell three friends.
Tell three friends. Soup.
Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Where we always hey. Feel so tall. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. The barrel is only hey. 2 foot small.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.